Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
I went to school for this, so I'm glad I missed that.
You went to school for studying how deep someone's voice is?
For audio engineering.
Oh, that's right. You do... That's your day job, right?
It's one of them.
Tight. Well, welcome to Fuck This Place with Chase and Nick.
And our guest, Mr. Newman Wolf.
Hello, YouTube.
He's a very talented stand-up comic and actor.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, we do.
Oh, come on.
And native to the LA area.
That is true for sure.
Which influences the first segment of our pod today.
Mm-hmm.
Our esteemed and well-loved pod. and the segment begins with a segment we like to call Fuck This Place.
Fuck This Place.
Fuck it.
Because what we're going to do is we're going to look at local listings for you, Newman. That is Los Angeles.
Prospective jobs for me.
Yeah, well, for anybody. So what we're going to do, I'm going to read the title, and we've gotten really smart lately, and I just completely hide the entire screen.
I wish you guys could read too much. I wish you guys could see the studio, because it is off the... It's so nice.
The studio that we're sitting in?
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's a double studio. You know, our last... we had a recent guest that was talking about the double entendre of the studio. We got a studio apartment and a studio to record in.
But the studio, I mean, you guys easily poured in, what, like 500K in this place?
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah, sure. I mean, this is the number one podcast on iTunes.
We are sitting in the infrared sauna right now. doesn't fucking Joe Rogan have a fucking sauna or some shit?
He has, we have. Period.
He has
an
isolation chamber, I think, is what it is. Okay, so we're going to do it, Newman. We're going to read the title of three listings, just like you're browsing Craigslist.
Okay.
And you're going to pick the one that we're not going to do. So first listing says karaoke hostess and bottle service in K-Town.
Hot. Okay.
Okay. K-Town is Koreatown, for those who are not in the know. The next post says driver for multimillionaires, go Dodgers.
What? That's the title?
That's the title. Driver for multimillionaires, go Dodgers. And there are, full disclosure, some baseball emojis in the title. And then the last one is...
Okay.
Personal assistant for stunt woman / entrepreneur in exchange for housing in North Hollywood.
Okay, and I want to pick the one I don't want to read.
It's just like read if you could only...
Read the first one.
First one is karaoke hostess and bottle service.
I'm going to say no to that one because that sounds like the worst one.
It doesn't sound great. Okay, so we've got two. We're going to start with driver for multimillionaires, go Dodgers.
Okay.
There's not a lot of text to this one.
What the fuck? God, I wish... do you guys send the links for the Craigslists?
Send the links.
Do you guys like put them in the description so viewers can look along?
No, because Craigslist is too transient for that.
That's why it's all, you got to be in the moment. You got to be on top of the podcast.
No.
I understand. for those of you listening at home.
I also have a character limit for my free Podbean account.
Jesus.
All the money we have, we put into this studio. We've already gone over
for
that.
For sure.
Thanks, Obama, for taking control of everything.
Okay, so it says, the listing says, driver, dash, for multimillionaire. .es, and then there's two baseball emojis, and then it says, go Dodgers, two more baseball emojis. It's a bit manic.
They were in a panic to write this, and they were like, I gotta get a go Dodgers in there.
If you...
maybe he's just doing like voice text, you know what I mean? And it just...
Baseball emoji, baseball. Siri, baseball emoji.
It also says the area is Los Angeles, Bel Air, and Brentwood. For those who are not in the know, Dodger Stadium specifically is not in either of those neighborhoods.
Yeah,
in fact, pretty
very
far away.
Very far apart.
Driver for multimillionaire res. I can't tell if that's the name of their company or something. Why are they putting that period?
Oh, that's maybe a good call.
Multimillionaire.
I wonder if
R-E-S.
It's for Span. Like the people that they're driving are Spanish millionaires, and they put the .es for España. I don't think that's actually what's happening, but it's a possibility.
Driver for multimillionaires. Around Brentwood and Bel Air. So still no mention of the Dodgers again.
Yeah.
Driven'd Mercedes 550 and, well, as fleet of cars.
So these, I mean, like, if these people have Mercedes 550 as well as fleet of cars.
No, and well as.
And well as.
Ampersand well yeah, as. Yeah.
They
fleet
are
of
definitely.
Cars. Oh, and cars is capitalized. Just
yeah,
heads
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Yeah, they are definitely millionaire. Dot.
They're not millionaires. Yeah, they're millionaire. Yeah, dot
yeah, if you take this job, you're getting in a car, but you're not driving.
Call for discussion at Butler. Any time of hour, you may call. We are always here to assist. And then, this is the end of the listing. There's a bunch of numbers that I do not understand.
It's a I can actually explain what's happening here.
But I want to. I really want to make sure this is as crystal clear as possible. At the end of the posting, in between the numbers we're about to discuss, there are emojis of volleyballs.
Oh, they're not baseballs.
They are not baseballs. They're volleyballs.
They are volleyballs. Mm-hmm.
This okay. is the best. This is the best one I've seen.
So, yeah. So this says. First
Do you
set
think
of numbers.
It's Morse code?
It says 609.
No, I can actually explain why this is happening. We are always here to assist, period. Space, volleyball 609, volleyball 945, volleyball 13-25. This person's phone number, and then volleyball, volleyball, volleyball. This person's phone number is 609-945-1325.
Oh.
Craigslist scammers will break up the phone number because the phone number gets flagged.
Mm.
But if they break it up in a way that it's not read uh-huh. in the traditional like 3-3-4 uh-huh. digits.
Got it.
They won't get picked up.
It won't get picked up. So okay. if you see it.
So the guy was like, volleyballs. The perfect
I mean, whoever
crime.
Wrote this is a dangerous individual. 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
And do you think they actually are a millionaire, .es?
No, I think they're trying to get someone to get in a car with them and then you don't ever get out of the car.
Oh,
fuck.
Dude. Oh, man.
I think if you get in the car, you're not the one driving.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not.
Oh, that's
Dodgers.
What you meant by that.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I think you show up and they're like, hey, he's going to be like, hey, yeah, this is my Mercedes. And you're like, this is a Volvo. And he's like, no, it's a Mercedes.
He's like, it's part of the fleet.
Yeah, fleet.
Well, as well as fleet of cars.
And maybe mm-hmm. English is their fourth or fifth language.
Sure. I would definitely uh-huh. we could definitely assume uh-huh. that.
He was like, how can I get LA people? Oh, yeah, go Dodgers.
Yeah, the baseball never.
Honestly, Dodgers is what hooked me. That's what got me into this post.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just being like, I want to manifest the secret Eckhart Tolle. Maybe he was like, uh-huh. I love the Dodgers. If I put that energy out there and they're like, oh, this guy likes the Dodgers, I like the Dodgers.
Uh-huh.
I'll work for this guy.
Right. Yeah. Dodgers.
Uh-huh. He's Eckhart like, Tolle, I want to kill maybe someone who wants
Isn't
to be
he
killed.
One of those dudes?
Eckhart Tolle did, but he didn't write The Secret. Somewhere. Doesn't matter.
I have no idea.
I'm not here to defend Eckhart Tolle at all.
Eckhart Tolle is the guy that made up Manifest Destiny.
That is false, but funny. You can laugh into the Mike Newman at your own joke. And it says compensation, paying through Brentwood checking.
So sketchy.
Yep. And then employment type, employee's choice, a.k.a. death.
So we're going to say fuck this place, right?
Yeah, fuck this place.
Well, I don't think it's a place more than it is a
scam?
Death sentence.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Or something bad. So, yeah, fuck this.
Okay, so this next listing is wild. Okay, it says personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
For stunt woman / entrepreneur in exchange for housing.
I do want to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
I looked at the house and in my head I went, this is in North Hollywood.
Oh, great.
And I was right.
You nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, it is in North Hollywood. That
immediately
is in the,
knew.
That's in the listing.
You immediately were like, this is another murderer.
This is I just was like, this is in the valley. I know where this is.
So let's just look through this. There are several photos up top here. First is definitely a house that looks like it's in the San Fernando Valley.
Hell yeah. I went until I die.
Those who aren't in the LA area, the valley we mean like the suburban area of Los Angeles.
The valley is a literal giant valley between two mountain ranges in Los Angeles County.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got the house itself, and then the next picture looks like basically just a living room you would have on like a real estate listing or something.
Yeah, it kind of looks like one of those like McPartments, you know?
Yes. McPartment. That's an excellent. Excellent.
Have you ever heard the term McMansion?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but I've never adapted.
I did
it
just
for the rental.
I just
market.
Did create that right now.
Wow, copyright.
But yeah, that it was a genius thing.
I think McPartment is pretty good. All right, so then we've got more McPartment in the rest of these photos. There's a we assume this is their bathroom.
I was going to say in the first three pictures, none of these look like the same place.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's a bit of a gray interior here.
What if the lady who posted
this?
Yeah,
this
she's
is
like,
not the same house.
Yeah, she's just like. Here's a picture of a bathroom. Here's a picture of a kitchen. I have these things in my house too.
There is housing.
Yeah.
Well, because go to the first or the second picture. This is clearly like the living room / kitchen, mm-hmm. and then go to the fourth picture. This is all no before and before. This is also the living room.
This is a.
This is two different pictures of living rooms.
Yeah, this is like.
And they're different living rooms.
The lighting isn't even. It's not that the lighting's the same in any room.
I mean, like the colors of the furniture are different.
Yeah, it's extremely different. There's different colored wood.
Then we've got a bedroom, very sort of like, I don't know, better living homes.
Yeah, it looks like
definitely risky.
Yeah, what the fuck? This looks like many Bed Bath & Beyond.
Well, we don't actually know how many living rooms or bedrooms they have in this house. Maybe they have multiple living rooms. It's hard to say that. Okay.
This is the third kitchen or the second kitchen.
That's correct.
We
got a kitchen over here with a faucet. Again, very gray, dark interior. Maybe. And then another one with just sort of a, what kind of wood color would we say that is?
I would also say that the picture of the outside that you see through the window is 100% photoshopped in.
Yeah,
not,
that's not real.
And not
that's
actually.
Holy shit.
Not actually
that's
an
not
image.
A real picture.
No, no.
You know what we should
oh,
do?
Wow.
We should have an apartment version of fuck this place.
Yeah.
You know
this
I mean?
Person's phone number is going to be the same as the last person.
You think it's the same guy? You think this guy's still trying to get you?
I mean,
he's trying to get
you. He's trying to get someone.
Well, I mean he grew up by you. He's posting several.
The second we see a volleyball emoji, we're closing the screen.
It's over.
This is too spooky.
The last pictures are. So, is that a person in these last pictures?
So we get the last pictures, and we've got a. The back of someone.
Yeah. We're wearing a hood.
And they're in a hoodie. And it says, live, love, ride.
Now, I assume that means cars?
I don't know, but
bikes.
It's bikes.
So the next one is another, what appears to be
another
hoodie.
Another sweatshirt.
We haven't even got to the article yet. This is just a, like a.
This is picture number
several
10.
Puzzles that we have to figure out about this person.
It's like a jigsaw situation. Okay. Then we have an actual person. And then the last one that says, the last picture is a. I guess it's a trucker hat with a sticker on it, like it's new, sitting on a fence, and there's a embroidered, I guess, or sewn.
I know what's happening here.
Says, don't
says,
fuck it up.
I know what's happening here.
What do you know?
She's a stuntwoman / entrepreneur. Her entrepreneurial thing is these stupid clothes.
Yeah, you're right.
Photoshopping houses.
Yeah, this is
yeah, her entrepreneur skills are like her bad Photoshop. I can convince anyone that this is my house.
Okay, so that's the photos. We have nothing to go on at this point. Now we get into the meat of it. I am looking for a personal assistant that is very much like me, except with more time on their hands.
Except
they
wouldn't less
be like,
successful.
Then they wouldn't be like you.
You're correct. Okay, now we begin quite the paragraph. I have a house in North Hollywood. I split it in half and rent out both halves on Airbnb.
Okay,
I cut my house in
half.
So what we've seen.
Oh, okay, so that explains why there's so many kitchens.
But these still are not like the fucking same place.
Yeah, we don't trust these pictures at all, regardless.
Maybe this one is just because the cabinets and the countertops are the same.
But they definitely photoshopped that view.
100%. But
maybe that's what their Airbnb listing is.
I mean, she might have gotten this picture like when she bought the house, and she was like, I'll just save that.
Oh, yeah.
This is the same place.
These are just the pictures from the real estate company.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, so I rent out both halves on Airbnb while I live on the west side.
Okay, so worst part of Los Angeles already.
Correct. The state of California has changed some laws. I do not love the way that this starts.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, someone's changed some laws on me, which means I'm doing something illegal. Okay. The state of California has changed some laws, so I can only rent out half of the house, and I need to, quote unquote, live in the other half. There are two bedrooms, one in which I will set up an office, and one will be your room. The house is expensive, so that half costs...
This is such a fucking psycho scam.
The house is expensive, so that half costs me about $3,700 a month.
So this woman's house costs her $7,400 a month.
That is insane.
In North Hollywood.
Insane.
I mean, unless she took out like... In it, like triple mortgage.
The rental market, to be fair, the rental market in LA is insane. But that is,
but it is not 74. That house
is
not.
This is
74.
This shares a block with like 13 hookah bars. Let's get
correct.
Real. It is not.
Yeah. It's not.
Does it say the like cross streets or anything?
We'll get to that. You would get the space to yourself with me as a roommate whenever I stay in the valley.
Okay,
when is that?
So not by yourself.
The lease would be for that amount, and it would be paid through my company for you in your name. It's because. This person's trying to. I don't want to
scam the government.
No, I don't want to go too far down this road because I fucking think Airbnb is ruining the country. But like this person basically wants to keep renting her place out as an Airbnb, and then wants to treat another place where she doesn't live, as a Airbnb renting long term like this.
We haven't even gotten to the stunts yet.
We have not even gotten close to the stunts.
Not even stunts
or the entrepreneurship.
She's just like, I'm not around because I am jumping buses that are on fire.
So it's going to pay through my company in your name. So like, we are committing fraud together for fun. I'm in the process.
Wait, okay. I'm sorry. The house is expensive. $3,700 a month. You would get the space to yourself with me as a roommate whenever I stay in the valley. So that's not by yourself. The lease, it's just not. It's not the definition of it. The lease would be for that amount.
That amount.
And it $3,700. And it would be paid through my company for you. And so I would be giving her $3,700 bucks.
No, you wouldn't be giving her shit. What they're saying is my company is going to pay your rent, but it's going to be under
your name.
Name.
Okay,
for
okay,
you.
Okay, okay. This is insane.
Yeah,
she's
well,
like,
again, it's
God,
like,
I pray for the poor soul that moved here from like Montana a week ago and is about to pick up this.
Yeah.
Situation.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, not even knowing that person is also going to have to like jump shark infested waters on jet skis.
Yeah. I mean, ride motorcycles through fire.
Yeah.
Man, people are so crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the theme of this podcast. Okay. So, I'm in the process of fixing up the backyard to make the nightly costs worth more money for the Airbnb, which means she's staying in the house.
I'm in the process of fixing up the backyard to make the nightly costs.
Because if you have more shit, like more cool-looking shit, you can charge like $10 more per night.
Worth more money for the Airbnb. This woman, dude.
No, she's an entrepreneur, dude. Okay, there will be a little mini golf setup. Why are you telling me this? Mm-hmm. It's not for me. It's for the Airbnb. There will be a little mini golf setup. This is why you know she's fucking insane, is because she's willing to like conversationally get into this. Mm-hmm. Finish the goddamn paragraph. Okay. There will be a little mini golf setup. Fruit trees and barbecue are on the patio. I need help setting that up. Okay.
Here's what that means. That means you're going to come over and she's going
to
like
tell you what
hit her vape pen while you, and she's like, I just can't. I'm so overwhelmed right now. Can you do this? And you're going to be like digging ditches.
Yes. Yes, it is.
For hours.
I need help
for her
setting
to jump over
that up and overseeing it, as well as help cleaning the Airbnb once a week.
AKA, you're going to clean the
Absolutely.
You're going to clean the Airbnb.
You do that. Yeah. I need help with so many other random things outside that. For example, and we have a list here. Setting up photo shoots for my apparel company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you read that one real good, Nick.
That was me, but I'm a genius. Would
Excuse me.
I will take credit for that.
I would have been an incredible forensic detective, but
okay. Updating my website or shipping orders.
Okay.
Starting a new retail company.
So this is the new company.
Fuck you.
I love that her first one failed by the third thing.
Third
she
line.
Was doing.
Setting up photo shoots, something else. Also, the first company went under, so no more photo shoots. New company.
Okay. Watching my dog when I'm out of town for work for 3 days.
So this, I saw this earlier and I was very excited to get this line. Does this mean that she is always out of town only for 3 days?
I really
or is she talking about like, I'm about to be out of town for 3 days?
Like starting today.
Just like saying like,
tomorrow she updates.
Maybe she literally thinks like, three is equal to a few. Like literally, like you can just say right, like, right. I'm gonna be gone for 3 days instead of.
I'd like three beers. Like no, you want a few beers.
I mean,
we drank three beers. No, you had 10. It was a few. Okay. You.
So we established she doesn't know
anything
how the number three works.
Sure.
And
okay, watching now it wasn't finished. Watching my dog when I'm out of town for work for 3 days. Usually I have someone do it, but sometimes he's busy. Okay.
Okay.
Washing my cars, plural. Mm. Cars, plural.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If for some reason the rest of this wasn't a deal breaker before you got here.
Yeah.
You can go fuck yourself.
I mean, already like the amount of work you're going to have to do to live here is out of control.
Gargantuan. Okay.
I mean, you're going to be like doing manual labor like, every day.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Helping organize. Washing my cars, watering the lawn.
Helping.
You don't have sprinklers for that?
We're in a drought, Chase.
Helping my organize photos, papers, emails.
Yeah. Helping my organize.
Good. Basically doing things I don't have time to do. Yeah, no shit. Especially when I'm on set for 14 hours a day. Boo fucking who.
I mean, that's a long work day.
Oh, it sure is. And if you're working 14 hours a day as a stunt woman who's probably union, I bet you can fucking afford for
a
real ass assistant.
It's so funny. I was recently talking to someone who has a friend that they're like, they had an old neighbor that was a stunt driver and said that she just had like bought a house in Silver Lake and had like, you know, 10 cars and whatever.
Correct. Right. She owns cars.
Yeah.
Plural.
My point is that the real person that my friend had been telling me about definitely like had the money to
do whatever this is.
Yeah.
I have to go back to cars for just a second here. Cars, you don't say cars if you have two cars.
Yeah.
You say cars if you've got three or more.
Is she a stunt person or stunt driver, does it say?
We do not know.
Okay, just
like, yeah, but just to the point, like, she's like, I'm on set for 14 hours a day. It's a long work day. Yes, you know what else is a long work day? Is doing everything for her house.
Building your house.
Every goddamn day. That's a long work day. I bet you that's a 16-hour work
day. Okay, now here's something a little reassuring. You would not be at my beck and call, but you would need to be available the times we discuss, and you would only be working about 30 hours a week. Only. But it would be a salary basis type deal.
I mean, 30 hours a week is 5 hours, six times a week.
Yeah, but here's my question.
I mean, that isn't
salary
true.
Salary basis type deal, I think what she means is the free housing.
Yeah.
There's no other money from this.
Yeah, you think like, she's like, what would it cost for you to live here? That's what I'm just...
Is it? I actually don't know.
Okay, we're going
to this person is unhinged. I also just saw the next line, and I am just so excited to get there. But... this person seems unhinged enough that she might not realize that she didn't explain that you would be getting paid to be her slave.
I disagree.
I don't know.
I think that this person, if you're smart enough to own cars plural, you are also smart enough to include compensation.
Yeah, but
I think she's tiptoeing around.
I don't think you have to be smart to have many cars. I've seen a lot of people.
But it says, okay, here's how I we're going to scroll back up.
Wait,
I had a little bit of a preview.
This is also amazing.
It says compensation. We're scrolling back up to the top of the post by the map. It says compensation, $3,200 salary in housing,
okay,
which, by the way.
Not the right number.
Not the right number that she said, $3,700.
Classic fuck this place discovery.
I am
we find
definitely
going to
call this person and just see how this shakes
okay,
out.
Okay, fine. Well,
I'll go meet her.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, Newman's going to be our field reporter. Yeah.
I'm serious. I like cannot wait for this.
All right, we'll figure this out. Okay, so 30 hours a week, salary basis type deal, aka the housing. If you know how to write screenplays, if you're really good with social media,
wrong form of the word "your."
That's true.
It's not
she needs someone to write screenplays, and it's not her. If you're really good with social media, or if you know how to work with Photoshop/Illustrator, there can be additional compensation.
If you know how to write screenplays, there might be a little bit more money.
Well, thank you so much.
Hey, can you write me this movie?
I'll give you that 500. She's like, that she's just like, oh, and if you're good with Photoshop, at least as good as me, and scan back up to that picture of the windows.
Because check it out and picture number four. Okay, all the utilities would be covered. I mean, they fucking better be. There is cable and Roku. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Washer and dryer.
I mean, I don't have cable or a washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither, but...
Are you also, like, digging ditches in your backyard, though?
There is cable and Roku, washer and dryer, full kitchen. You would have full use of the entire house whenever there are no scheduled Airbnb bookings, which is never.
Okay,
never.
So,
never.
So first of all, obviously, that's never.
Yeah.
She also said she's going to be there.
Yes.
In her, like, office, whatever.
Correct. Whenever she's staying in the valley.
Which is every day.
Whenever she wants.
Yeah.
It's whenever she wants. Okay, and then this is great.
Yeah, this is incredible.
I'm a very private person, and I need to be able to trust you completely. Am I your fucking butler?
Yeah.
Obviously, this is a very different type of job listing that is made for the right person.
Slave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sociopath or
house,
person with
house elf.
Zero boundaries.
House elf from Harry Potter universe.
I'm not in a hurry, so please email me with a personal email. I don't need a resume, but please describe your qualifications if you're interested. And then it's signed.
Heather.
Wowie Zowie.
Yeah, this is incredible.
This is pretty hardcore.
This is crazy. I think that she is looking for someone to maybe be killed instead of her in a case of mistaken identity.
See, here's the thing. I don't think it's any more. I don't think it could possibly be more sinister than this, but I would consider this face value pretty fucking sinister. $3,700 a month. Actually, it's really more like $3,200 a month. There's no fucking way that half of a house in North Hollywood is $3,200.
No.
I would $2,500. I would say, all right.
I think she probably has, like, paid this house off or doesn't really need the actual money.
Uh-huh.
And so she's like, someone will just be my assistant and I'll never have to pay them.
She's basically just paying. Yeah, correct. She's just paying you $20 an hour.
Uh-huh.
I just did the math.
At the rosiest end of the spectrum for this, if you're actually only doing 30 hours a week and it's... For some reason, she is just like, doesn't know how to speak.
Doing 30 hours a week and you're installing a putt-putt course on someone's
I'm just saying. And she just, she doesn't realize how psycho. She sounds actually really tame.
Sure.
not a horrible deal for housing in LA.
But there's no, but there's no, I truly think this person is too dumb for this to be any more than
God,
this
I
is.
I hope this person hears this episode of this podcast.
Like, I genuinely think that this person actually thinks, this is, to me, this is far worse than this being a scam. This person actually expects another person to do 30 hours a week for not that rent. Like, this person thinks that she can get the wool over someone because that, like, half of this place is $2,500. It is not $3,200. It's not
or
a fucking jacuzzi.
Or $3,700.
Yeah. It's not multi-level.
Yeah, yeah. She's, like, already planning for, like, the full mini golf course in there. She's like, yeah, like, it raises the value.
Yeah.
She's like, we got a windmill.
Like, I've been in
got a clown mouth that opens up.
I was in a friend's apartment, not in the valley, like, closer to downtown, mm-hmm. and they, like, have real jobs. And I want to say that their rent was, like, $2,000-something. Like, it was still not even cracking three. And it was, like, a nice apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
There's mm-hmm. no fucking way this motherfucker is paying this much for rent. So not only does she think that she genuinely believes that she can lie to you about how much the rent costs, and you're going to be her servant for 30 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's, that's fair. To me, yeah, that is far worse than her actually wanting to kill you and put your body in the LA River.
I truly can't understand. I can't wrap my head around it because it is just so insane. It's so unhinged.
All right, well, fuck this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do I have to pick now between the two?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. I will. I'm going to actually email this woman.
Oh, man, we're going to have a Newman follow-up.
I mean, I don't have to come back.
No. If Newman does some research, we're bringing him back on.
Yeah, I'll for sure email this woman. I'll email the other person, too.
Well, all you got to do is go to meet her in some public place, bring a voice memo. It'll be like every NPR story.
Bring a voice memo?
Shut your mouth.
Newman, what is the first job you've ever had?
Whatever you consider your first job.
Yeah.
The first job I ever had, my dad, it was right after I finished my junior year of high school, which maybe is a little late. That's pretty reasonable.
What was that?
That's about average, I say.
And I was husking corn. No. I got a job at a Buffalo Exchange. You know what Buffalo Exchange is?
Yeah, they're like,
husking corn. You like the husking corn? Nick is
I don't know why that, Nick is a beat late but made me laugh so much.
You reacted none to husking corn initially.
Man, you know how I know I have ADD besides it being extremely obvious? I cannot look around this room without having a question to ask you about.
That is a game we play.
Okay. It's a game we play off pod.
Well, I can't wait
to
do it.
Guests get to ask one question.
There is a lot of blood in here. Okay.
guests get to ask one question about my apartment just so people know the game. If you want to play the game, you have to be a guest on the pod.
Okay.
Or be a Patreon supporter that we
do
not have.
You guys have a Patreon?
We will. But we don't.
Okay, so you were not husking corn.
I was not husking corn.
Buffalo Exchange, which, to clarify for those who don't know, Buffalo Exchange is like you bring your hip clothes.
It's a consignment store. It's a clothing consignment store. You bring in your clothes, and they pay you 30%.
You sound like you work at Buffalo Exchange right now.
I mean, yeah. I spend a lot of time.
It sounds like this is the second time you've answered
time
this question to the same person.
I sell
person.
A shit ton of clothes, man.
Okay.
True story.
All right, shit.
Your clothes? Right,
sorry.
Just, you know, ones I find around
all right,
town.
We'll get there.
Trash.
Okay.
Oh, like you go to like thrift stores and like flip them.
Yeah.
Like my boy Dave did with jerseys.
I know somebody who does that like online. He just goes to Goodwills and he sells them online. Like, that's how he makes money right now.
In LA?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, we're talking about
Damian?
Newman's comp? His competition?
You want to hook up with him?
No, he's probably better than me, but who knows?
I have no idea.
Come on.
Does he make good money?
I have literally no idea. Right, I just know that that's what he's doing. He's been a bike messenger before that, so I'm not sure his standards are like incredibly high.
It's a slippery slope because unless you're flipping stuff immediately, you end up being a hoarder.
Yeah, you have a lot
and
of stuff.
And it's devastating. Yeah. And I have a shit ton of stuff. Uh-huh. And mom and dad, I'm so sorry.
So you work.
Because you go into the store and you're like, oh, I can sell this. This is cool.
Yeah.
Then a week goes by and you're like, no, this is cool. I want to keep it.
Or no, it's not even that. It's just that like a lot of the stuff has much more value if it's sold online than if it's sold in like at a place like Crossroads. Because theoretically, I have this shoe.
Sure.
The shoe's worth $100. It's brand new. Mm-hmm. Okay. If I sell it online, I can sell it for $100, maybe $90, depending on, you know, how old it is, what the condition is, stuff like that.
Right.
But if you take it to a store like Buffalo Exchange, they will definitely take it, especially if it's sought after.
Right.
But you're getting 30%.
Correct.
So you're getting $30 instead of $100.
Yeah.
If you bought the shoe for $1, it's worth it.
Uh-huh.
If you bought it for $15, Right. You know, mm-hmm. it's a $15.
Mm-hmm. And you learned, do you learn this? Did you, like, did you learn this, the hard
way. I am a freak.
No, but what I'm saying is, did this start at Buffalo Exchange, or were you already involved in the clothing resale stuff before that?
I guess I started doing it at Buffalo Exchange. I just spent so much time in thrift stores. I love thrift stores, even though they're like so depressing and grimy generally.
Are they? Oh, yeah, like real thrift stores.
Yeah, they can be gnarly. But I like them, and it's kind of like this weird, definitely OCD behavior,
sure.
hoardery, where it's like, man, there's all this like treasure in here.
Yep.
And I, in just going like, you know, every couple of years, just going through like my closet and just getting rid of shit, I would go bring stuff and make like $400.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Which no one else, none of my friends, I'd be like, I took it to wherever, I made $400. Yeah. And they're like, what? They took two shirts. And I was like, okay, maybe I have kind of an eye for this.
Mm.
And it's kind of, it is like a slippery slope. If I had like the perfect, like, strategy, I would enjoy it more. But it's hard.
What do you mean the perfect strategy?
In terms of like the lowest price point to quickest
turnaround.
Yeah. Right.
You want to be like a thrift store shark.
Just because otherwise you just end up sitting on stuff and then you get weird into this like, oh man, this is a 1970s.
I just gotta sell
it for the right thing, and then it's like,
oh
fuck.
Oh, like you keep waiting for like that big money grab.
That big right. money grab, or you want to sell. You're like, well, this is worth $80. People only want to pay me $30 for it, but I'm gonna save it until it becomes 80. It's where I can sell it for $80. Yeah. And it's like, well, dude, but then you had a hat in your car for 4 years.
For sure.
So what are we doing here?
So at Buffalo, so you were doing that a little bit before Buffalo Exchange?
No, I started doing that probably. I don't think you could do that before you're 18. Yeah, you can't do it before you're 18 unless your parents like coach.
Right,
yeah.
That's a good point.
So you're hanging out with these people. You're a junior in high school.
I was a
junior
in high school.
This place. These people at the thrift store, Buffalo Exchange, whatever. They're older than you.
Yeah, they're all older than me.
So they're getting into your head. They're influencing you. Well, you're getting into this world.
Hashtag influencer, but I am gonna.
You want to be cool, man. You want to get with them.
So, this is about to be like a drug special or something.
No. This is just like couldn't be more of like a moi Italian hands story. So I got there, and it's interesting because when I was younger, I've always had like a really low tolerance for shitty stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's so low. But then I was kind of like, this job fucking sucks. Whatever. Hammer anvil. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to remember. There's just stuff that like didn't make any sense to me. Like I remember I'd have my break and I'd be like, I'm going to grab something to eat. And they're like, okay. Like really weird about the fact that I like wanted to like eat.
Uh-huh.
Like I was supposed to like, if I felt like they wanted me to like go stand in the back and like turn off my power, like, you know, go to sleep for 10 minutes, just like leaning against the wall and then wake up, like boot up and go back out. Like there was, I remember this is forever ago now, but I remember there was some weirdness about like wanting to have a lunch break because I guess the shifts were short,
which like you're like, legally
yeah, but it wasn't like a full day shift.
Yeah, I think when it's like 6 hours is the line where you're
and
you're
then
not,
you can pick
after 6 hours.
Well, I think there's like, it's like if you work 6 hours, you can say I want to take a lunch and technically only work 5.5 hours.
Right.
So you were probably working sixers because they didn't want to definitely give you a lunch, but then you still wanted
a
lunch.
I feel like I had like 15 minutes and they were like, if you can make it. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm a human being. I need fuel to sell these secondhand clothes.
So these are just shitty people.
I know. I mean, it was just it's like any company. No, what job is cool? I know
correct.
Very few people who are like, dude, my job is awesome.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, that's true.
And I have friends, and I know people with like good jobs. Mm-hmm. It sucks. It's, you know.
This is what this podcast is about.
The world is a nightmare. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Sure.
Well, how many hours are you putting in a week, though? Because you're still in high school.
Maybe like 700, 800. No, it was
in the mind.
It was the summer.
Okay.
It was like a summer job. So I worked there for a few weeks, and I came in on my off day one day to pick up my paycheck. And someone was like, oh, like management needs to talk to you. And I was like, what? And they're like, there's like an issue with your paperwork. And so it turned out that, or I knew this, but I didn't know this made a difference. The manager and assistant manager were both from Arizona. The labor laws in Arizona are different. In California, if you are working, I think under the age of 16, you have to have a work permit. They did not know that. So technically I was working illegally.
Oh shit.
I did not know that.
Right.
So someone had come down from headquarters to tell them.
Like, what the
they were doing? They were just doing like a store check.
Yeah.
Just like making sure everything, you know, on the level. And they're like, this kid, you have to.
Is that a fucking child?
He has to get a work permit.
He has to get a work permit. Yeah. So then school had just ended. And as you, and maybe you don't know, but probably can assume, getting paperwork from LAUSD public schools, not a very timely situation.
No.
Especially during summer hours.
Correct.
So it was like, I couldn't call because there was no way anyone's going to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of go, hope someone would be there, and then like wait. And it took like 2 weeks for me to get it back. Mm. And then I went back and I was like, hey, I got my paperwork. And they were like, yeah, we don't usually give our employees 2 week vacations.
Right.
And they fired me.
Yeah. What? The, really?
Vacation. Yeah. Like that, like you were like, oh, I won't work.
I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. I was thrilled to not have to go to that place.
Of course.
Sure, sure.
But I was not
On vacation.
And so I remember I go home. My dad's like, why aren't you at work? And I said, they fired me because they said I took too long with my
paperwork.
And he didn't believe me.
Nice.
And he called them and was like, my son is telling me you fired him. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure that's true. So my daddy called my place of work to do like a honesty check. It was so fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it gets even worse.
Really? After you're fired, they still,
how does it get worse?
So I got fired. I was seeing a psychiatrist at the time for some medication for my brain. Mm-hmm. And I needed a prescription, and he just wasn't returning my calls. And he kept calling and calling and not hearing anything. And I called, and you know when you're like listening to something, but your brain is so like disconnected that you're not even hearing the words? Mm-hmm. It's like when you're pulling on a door that says like door like locked, and you're just like, what the fuck?
Yes.
It was like that. So I called again, and it finally snapped in. It was like, hello, you reached Buffalo Exchange. And their numbers were like digits apart. And I had been calling them, leaving message after message. Like, hey, Dr. Lance, I really need those meds. If you can get back to me.
This is Newman. I lost my job at Buffalo Exchange.
Is that what I said?
You won't believe these fucking assholes at Buffalo Exchange. Fired me.
I never. No one ever said anything to me about it, which is probably.
There's like collecting Newman voicemails.
Who knows? Maybe it was just that one time that I called wrong. I don't think so because I wasn't getting calls back.
Yeah, no, it's definitely because you kept calling them.
But no one ever said like that would maybe like, hey, I need my meds.
Yeah.
That would just absolutely reinforce anything bad they ever had to say about you.
Yeah,
and then
for sure
he kept calling.
But that manager
them.
And assistant manager don't work there anymore. So who got the last laugh?
Yeah,
no one works there anymore.
And I do. No.
Is that place still open? Is it still there? Do you frequent there?
Not so much anymore because I grew up in the Valley, but I don't live over there now. My mom still lives there. My dad technically does too, but even further west. Mm. I go from time to time. It's a pretty bad one, unfortunately. Oh, yeah. It caters to the clientele of the neighborhood. And it's a lot of douchebags from the Valley. I love the Valley. I'll rep it till I die. But some of the style out there, especially right off the boulevard, it's Ventura Boulevard, is not ideal. A lot of Ed Hardy, just kind of that vibe. Mm. There's some hidden gems. I got a great Gloria Estefan shirt there.
Oh, wow.
Many years ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that was your first job. Now, let me ask you, what is the overall worst job you've ever had?
Oh man, I think this is it. It just seems, it makes me seem like so white and lazy and fragile.
Tight.
I worked as a dishwasher for one day. For one day.
Mm-hmm.
I also worked at a coffee bean for 1 month. I have a terrible. Let me tell you something. If you're looking for a resume that covers audio, I'm hitting it out of the park.
Uh-huh.
You want other stuff? I got nothing for you. Which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a coffee bean for 1 month, and that was also. I don't like to be wet, and there was a lot of being wet.
It's pure wet.
It is a lot of being wet in that job.
A lot of accidentally spraying yourself. Yeah. So, what was the dishwasher job?
A friend of mine worked at this place in the Valley that was a wine and cheese store, charcuterie emporium, and wine. I was like, hey man, are you guys hiring? He's like, yeah, we actually are, but I think it's a dishwasher position. And he's like, it sucks, but like I can.
You know, how many dishes are there to wash when you're just cutting meat and cheese?
Oh, just you wait, Chase. Sweet, you sweet boy. Answer to that question is apparently infinite. There are infinite plates and dishes that need to be washed.
I mean, they're serving a lot of people then?
Well, so I was the only dishwasher.
Okay.
I was the only person.
Mm-hmm.
There was no actual physical like machine. It was every single item from start to finish hand wash, yeah. Which sucks.
Sucks,
especially alone.
And if there's a lot,
and the owner
it's piling up on your days off,
and the owner had also when I got there, they were firing the other dishwasher because he was having like horrible allergies to this like some of the soap.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Come on, man!" And they're like, "Dude, we cannot have you working here. You're gonna die."
Like, he was just like covered in boils.
Yeah, he had to go to the hospital like the day before, and then he came back and. He was like friends with the grandson of the store. And he's like, come on, man. Come on. And he's like crying, like, dude, he's okay.
Crying.
He's like, swear to God.
Because he wants his dishwasher job.
Describe his person.
He's a very small, slender man, very lily white skin, very red hair.
Old? Young?
Young. Younger than me probably
just
at the time.
Very sad.
Very emotional about this job. I don't know what was going on in his life. I don't know what was. I mean, he was very fair skinned. And it shows because he was having an allergic reaction to this dishwasher.
For sure. Crying.
So you walk in and immediately you're like, this must be a great job. Look how desperate this guy is to keep his.
I was just like, what the fuck? I remember just thinking like, dude, because they literally had to explain to him like, it is making you ill to work here. Uh-huh. We do not want you to be ill and also do not want to be liable.
Yeah.
For you being very sick.
But I'll die if I don't.
So it's just me.
Uh-huh.
Fucking just sloshed. I mean, water is just goddamn everywhere.
So I wonder what happened to this kid. He's got to
be
dead.
Right? He's dead.
He's
got to sure
be dead by now.
He has no self-preservation. Yeah. Is his problem.
Yeah, if soap kills you, oh my God. You're going to go to dirt?
So,
that's what's going to... Nuh-uh.
So
dirt ain't good for you?
Maybe he fucking chills at Burning Man.
He's probably a social media.
He's dead. Do you remember this guy's name? Did you get his name at the time?
Mark McGrath.
I was like, dude, this guy is crying. What is happening?
Now he's the lead singer of Sugar Ray.
And there's also...
That's LA for you, man. That's LA.
I always get Mark McGrath and Mark McGuire confused.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Who's Mark McGrath was the guy that played on baseball.
No, Mark McGuire.
I know. It's called misdirection, Nick.
You got me with that one.
We're good.
Someone broke in.
Okay, so this guy, they carry him out on a stretcher.
Yeah, he's already
on a gurney.
He's already flatlined.
From washing too many dishes.
He's already flatlined. I cannot stress this enough. I hate. Are you talking about flatlining?
No, I think it's fine. He's dying. He's dying.
He melted like the witch. He's like, and boiled into a soup.
Yeah.
I cannot stress enough how much I hate being wet. Truly, and maybe that's not a good thing to say publicly.
No, it's fine.
If comics, presumably comics, are listening to this, and like they'll be like, I know how to
we can only
Newman.
Hope. Comics,
yeah.
Are listening to this.
I hate being wet. I hate very much being wet, and being a dishwasher is almost all about being wet.
Sure.
Yeah. Also, kitchens
you
very, very macho, very alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Surprisingly alpha environment.
Oh
very
man, kitchens
annoyingly.
Are all like fucking. Look at my neck tattoo.
Look
chefs?
At me scramble
oh, chefs,
eggs.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Chefs? Not interested.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're the new bad boys. I get it.
But
I'm
wait,
not
this
interested.
Is just charcuterie. How much
they,
cooking?
There was, they were like, did like sandwiches. They had
okay.
like a little prep kitchen where they did like prep and sandwiches. Then they had charcuterie stuff.
Taller orders than you're expecting here.
That wasn't for me. No, I didn't really handle any of that stuff.
So what is keeping, what's making these dishes so dirty?
Okay. So every piece, every charcuterie board, which they sold apparently 100 of each minute.
What?
And I'm just, it was never fucking ending, man. Yeah. How much cheese and meat and tiny little pickles can people eat? And nuts and fig jam. And
fig jam.
That's various other
sticky things.
Mm-hmm. Edible accoutrement on the charcuterie boards. There were slabs of marble.
They were on slabs of marble.
Slabs of marble. So I'm getting
very heavy.
Extremely heavy. Also a lot of very thin wine glasses, and I broke a lot of them in that one day.
Uh-huh.
And the first one,
everything's hand washed.
Everything's hand washed, literally everything.
Everything.
I told the guy in the camera, I was like, I just broke one of these glasses. Oh, don't worry about it. And then when I got to break in about 9, I was like, I'm
this
not going to tell
day
anymore.
One.
Day
yeah, yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't tell
I'm not going to tell any more people.
I'll tell them I broke one
well,
more,
also,
not the other
this
17.
Fucking, this sink is like filled with water, so these glasses
water.
Are shattering.
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
I don't know if there's glass in there.
Yeah, yeah.
There I think I got it.
There is. Uh-huh.
Also, the thing that made it really horrible that the owner had the spigot they had purchased for the sink was too long.
Oh, what?
So if you turn on the sink, the water will flow onto the floor. It's just like a half an inch too long.
Oh my God!
So in order to wash everything, you have to hold it angled at the lip of the sink and rotate a plate.
Oh,
there's no,
oh, wow.
There's
my
no hose.
God.
So I'm this is the only, I think the only time in a work situation where I almost like broke down in tears.
Sure.
I'd been on my feet for like fucking 10 hours. I was there all day, endlessly washing the same marble slabs, and it's taking me fucking forever.
And just shattering every other wine
breaking
glass.
Breaking every wine glass. I mean, I'm sure I cost them $100 in wine glass.
$100 in dollar store wine glass.
I mean, you didn't cry and ask to stay at this job.
No, I was like, this is the worst thing ever. And at the time, I went to school for audio engineering, and at the time I was working, this is so weird. This is weird, I guess. I was doing sound design for a VR roller coaster.
Okay.
At a theme park in Brazil, which I don't actually know if it was ever made, the ride. But I was getting paid $1,000 to do the sound design for this thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Yeah.
I made like, what, $40 today?
Correct. Yeah,
washing dishes and being miserable. And then I left and fucking, I just called. I was like, yeah, I can't, man. I got another gig. Sorry. Peace.
So then they were like, well, get sick Jimmy back on the phone.
I don't know.
Sick Jimmy comes back.
He was just
arm.
Unconscious, but they had him on like pulleys, and they're like,
He's like a marionette. There's like a
soaping
like,
dishes.
Just ask, like, bet, like, I mean, I understand begging for a job, but that kid, if he wants another dishwashing job, he can get another dishwashing job.
Yeah.
There are so many companies.
It
that
seemed
would
like
not,
there was maybe some stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
It was just
like
very.
He
strange.
Has some backstory with his place.
No, I just think he seemed kind of like maybe like an emotionally odd little guy. I literally was around him for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
And I remember the dudes in the kitchen were saying some fucked up shit, and it's like, what am I going to do? Be like, hey, man. That's not cool to say about gay people.
Yeah.
I'm the only white guy in this kitchen, and it's my first day on the job.
For sure.
Come, please fight me in the parking lot after. Like, what am I going to do?
In general, they were just saying fucked up shit. I thought they were saying fucked up shit about
just
sick
like
Timmy.
That fucking alpha shit that's just like, no, Timmy, he got sick Timmy, he's fine.
You didn't ask it at all about him once?
I don't think so.
I feel like I was so tempted to be like, what the fuck was with that though, right?
I mean, honestly,
it's so apparent. I wouldn't ask
forever ago. I remember break just being like, every time I move, shattering a wine glass and being like, it's never fucking going to be done, man. I just remember being like, so, and this is a big problem I have with like just work in general and just things. This is a terrible quality to have, but just seeing things are so illogical.
Sure.
Like this, like me saying the spout to the sink was too long.
Pretty fucking fucked up. That's insane. So annoying.
It's so wasteful. It makes no sense. It makes everyone's job harder. Yeah. How much could a new spout have been?
No more
$20.
Yeah,
like, you know,
there's no way it's more than
100. Get a fucking hose attachment. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you just get a hose attachment and it goes right into the sink.
And it's like that shit. And I said that, and he was like, "Yeah, the owner's crazy." I'm supposed to be like, "Oh, okay, for sure."
Yeah, I'll do this forever then.
Like that kind
of
shit.
Yeah, you have no sense of what it takes to accomplish a task, and I will just meet that exact standard from now until I.
It's just insane, and it's like everyone is so miserable. And do you like your job? Sure.
I like it okay.
Chase loves his job. Nick loves his job.
Well, you know.
It's a podcast. What are you doing? You're doing hand gestures.
We're scamming right now.
I'm going to say no one really
Yeah,
likes.
I don't think anybody loves.
We aren't camming this on Chatterbait right now.
Is that what you've been doing to the camera this whole time?
Hey, man, you know. I got weird jobs. Yeah, it's just like no one likes their job, and everyone ever who's been in a low, you know, like low entry position
for sure
is just like it makes no sense, but you're just forced to do it.
Correct,
and it is just it. Like I've had friends who worked at places where there was like a fucking camera on.
You
know,
like
they're like the satellite. There's a satellite manager who's at home, or the owner's at home, and the camera's on. And while I understand the logic,
I worked at a place I told you about.
Yes,
that.
But I also have other friends who have worked at places like that.
Yeah, Chase.
And while I understand, I wasn't going to sell you out, but you seem okay with that, so it was Chase. Was one of the people I was talking about. I understand the logic of like a controlling manager person being like, I need to crack the whip and make sure they're not slacking off.
Yeah,
that I understand why you would think that, but I have never been like, oh, the boss man is watching. Better make sure I'm always. You know what I mean? It's just.
Oh, correct.
It just makes you fucking miserable.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't mean that there's a real behavioral like a
you
behavioral.
Just look like you're working people, and then pissed off that someone's on your shoulder.
Correct. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like, I do have friends with good jobs, but it's all like very, you know, specific situations and stuff like that.
It's always anyone who has a job that they really like. It's a astoundingly specific situation.
Well, this is
what I mean, that's what's happened to me with any job that I have. Like, it's been like, oh, goddamn, I don't know how the fuck I could do this again. It's completely unrepeatable.
Yeah. Those sort of things that coming from LA or being from here.
I guess that's the point. Let me pause there. I guess that's the point of having a career. Go on.
That you pick a thing and you're like, yeah, I can't imagine.
This is repeatable.
Yeah, this is repeatable.
This thing and this thing only is repeatable.
This is something that is strange about being from here. And people ask me all the time, like, what it's like being from LA. And it's the answer I give them is like, it's fucking weird.
Mm.
It's weird because it's like any other place, but it's also
weird.
Not like any other place.
Yeah.
But I would see these people that I knew or like tangentially knew, you know, auxiliary friends, satellite people, whatever. Being like, I'm like, what are you up to? And they're like, write my first feature.
Right.
Just bought a house. And I'm like, what the fuck? What am I doing wrong? And then it's like, and never fails that, you know, there was some nepotism or some like family friend or whatever. And it happens. What are you going to do about it?
Mm.
I've definitely experienced some amount of nepotism in my life.
Mm.
Never paid for a house, but it's happened.
Uh-huh.
And I'm happy for that. I'm lucky for it. But it is strange to be from here and see like jobs being gotten in that way.
Sure.
But then also other people. I have, like I said before, I just have such a shitty work ethic. I'm just such a pessimistic, depressive person.
That's what I would say. Probably the two biggest factors for you have been is nepotism and shitty work ethic.
I would actually say that a lot of people who experience nepotism and have a shitty work ethic go very far.
Except that's the thing.
That's fair, Chase.
It's not like, my dad's an audio engineer.
Mm.
Another audio engineer would have been like, my son is my, whether like another like nepotism situation.
Right.
Would have been like, I'm bringing my son in. He's my assistant for now, forever.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That is not how my life went, for better or for worse. It's just not. Yeah. I've worked with my father, but it was on like, you know, projects where I got pulled in on like the wings doing very small things.
Yeah.
I was like, don't talk to me.
No, he's not like that at all, but it's just not his vibe. And again, for better or worse, it's cool that it's not. Would have liked some help, Dad. Love you dearly.
Yeah.
But I there are definitely people who just get, you know, like farted into a job and
for
just
sure.
Like, it doesn't matter who they are or what their skills are.
Yep.
I have never experienced it to that level, which I'm happy for. I'm just waiting for. I keep thinking that, like, oh my God, millions of people are going to hear this. I'm just going to get destroyed on Twitter.
You think so?
Yeah. Wow. That's right. That's the thought process.
That is such an honor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
That people would respond to our podcast in that manner.
Mm-hmm. I am so thin-skinned. I'm so thin-skinned.
See, I disagree. I disagree. You take a lot of shit.
That's true. I've seen
Newman
take a lot of shit, man.
Like when?
Just like Newman, for those who don't know, maybe listeners in other states, Newman runs a open mic.
Treasured Mondays. Open mic, I would say.
Yeah, it's my personal favorite open mic.
It's one of the best Monday mics in LA.
Thank you, guys.
And Newman runs it. And I don't understand this. I've said it on stage there several times.
He sure has.
Everyone shits on Newman. Uh-huh. All the comics go up and they think it's like cute or whatever to shit on him.
That's not really so much what I'm talking about. I mean, people have fucked with me my entire life because it's A, very easy. and because B, watching me get upset, which is very easy to make happen, is very, very funny. And I have not.
You are funny when you're upset. Yes.
I have not been able to keep that a secret from anyone I've ever met. So anywhere I've ever gone, a school, a job, whatever, people are very quickly realize the game of the situation, which is fuck with that guy. And I fuck with a lot of people too, but
sure.
I don't know if I shit on people. Someone, one of my friends, is going to hear this and be like, "You're fucking so insane that you think that's true."
For sure.
It's very thin skin. Like in terms of thinking about like, if this podcast got out and people heard the like things that I said that were not bad at all, and then my Instagram mailbox would be like, "Kill yourself, Jew," or whatever the fuck.
Right.
That's the I can't. I don't have the ability to like stand up and be like, whatever, fuck it, which I need to, or I'm going to go and say.
Yeah, that I think what it is that you are the type of person that you get a gauge for how shitty people can be.
Well, I also think to a certain degree, like fucking with someone is a sign of like respect and love.
Uh-huh. Certainly, so, especially like, in comedy.
Like if someone got on stage that I hated and I said like, this next fucking asshole,
it would be
very obvious and really tense or whatever.
True.
But like, do you know Kurt Steinmuller?
Yes, I do.
I love Kurt. Yeah. I love Kurt. He is the silliest person. Kurt, if you're listening, I love you dearly. I started bringing him up saying, just fresh off of shooting his special at the Apollo, and he hates it. Because he feels like it. First of all, for these, for those that don't know, the Apollo is a historically black theater, and for those that don't know, Kurt, he's a very, very thin, tall white man who is very silly. And juxtaposing those two things is very funny. And but he thinks it like gives people some expectation. I'll be like fresh off of his like Fallon set or something. Just hates it. But I do that because I love Kurt. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between doing that and really like shitting on someone. I think I have a hard time because I'm so certain in my head that I'm doing it out of love, but I'm not certain that anyone else is doing the same thing.
Sure.
So I can tend to take it really personally. This is a little bit of a therapy episode for me.
Yeah, well, you know,
this is the after hours, bud.
This is what happens when, you know, you arrive at jobs. You gotta deal with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it's just very easy and it's very funny to watch me get upset because I go from like zero to a million. So it's just like this like panicked, ranting Jew, like, screaming, and I'm just like,
"Ugh!" It's true. It is,
and I freak out.
Newman hits the gas pretty hard.
Yeah. Someone said I had sexy bad boy energy yesterday.
Uh-huh. They,
I've seen several people say. I think there's a website dedicated to that. Newman sexy bad boy energy. .com.
It's me just screaming.
.edu.
Just like all these different sets from Eno Vino. These open mic sets.
So that where I'm gonna live and die.
Well, that's about it.
Is that it?
That's it. All right. Thanks for joining us, Newman.
Thank you so much, Newman, for being on the show.
Thank you. I hope that you as host think it was a good episode and that I was a good guest. And I hope you listening at home enjoyed it as well. And thank you for tuning in.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening. Follow Newman Wolf on Instagram at Newman Wolf Forever. He also runs a fantastic open mic at Eno Vino Wine Bar every Monday in Atwater Village in Los Angeles. If you'd like to support the pod, be sure to share with a friend. Or you could always send us a wild job posting at ftppod@gmail.com. That's it for now.